This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to Ron Segi Today, nationwide and around the world. And my first guest in the second hour is a gentleman who's been on our show before. He's quite a guy. He's a retired anchor from CBS. And that, of course, is Dan Rather. And coming up this month, on Wednesday the 22nd, will be the 60th anniversary of the assassination of President John F. Kennedy. That's staggering. I can't believe it's been that long. And he was there, and he has great background information on what happened on that very sad day. Then we have movie producer Ian Softley with a brand new Christmas movie out that you're going to love. And astronaut Mike Massimino will be here. And then in our lifestyle segment, Liz Warner talking about some Christmas gift ideas. And that's all coming up the second hour with Ron Segi Today.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Back with Ron Segi Today. Coming up Wednesday, November 22nd, is the 60th anniversary of the assassination of John F. Kennedy. 60 years ago. Seems unimaginable. And our next guest is one of the few newsmen still with us that were on the scene and a friend of our show for many years. But first, I want to read you a letter. Dear Ron, I am grateful to you for your interview while I was promoting my new book, The Camera Never Blinks Twice. Thank you so much for making our interview so pleasant and productive. You and your team did a terrific job, and I truly appreciate your good efforts. Here's hoping our paths cross again soon. That was dated October 17th, 1994. That was signed by our guest, Dan Rather. Hi, Dan. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Aren't you kind to still have that letter? Wow.
It's framed and in our studios here, and I must say that we got to quit meeting every 29 years. There's got to be sooner than that, you know?
I would totally agree with that.
You are one of the first reporters that actually saw what happened that terrible day on November 22nd, 1963. Young reporter reporting from, of course, Dallas, Texas. Dan, what was it like when you saw that?
Well, it's a never-to-be-forgotten day, to say the least. And in fact, the whole weekend, what we call the four dark days in Dallas. Friday, when the president was assassinated. Saturday, when his assassin was being questioned by police. And then Sunday, incredibly, it's still kind of hard to believe, when the assassin was assassinated in the basement of the police station. And then, of course, on Monday, the national funeral led by the still grieving First Lady. It was an emotional earthquake for me as a person, as it was for every person in America and many people around the world. I was just past the school book depository waiting for a film drop of the motorcade. I didn't immediately realize that any shots had been fired. I didn't hear any shots. I didn't see any. But when the rest of the motorcade didn't follow behind the presidential limousine, I knew something was wrong. So I rushed back a few blocks to our local station from where we could broadcast. By the time I got back there, it was obvious the president not only had been shot, but had been seriously hit. And I managed to get through to Parkland Hospital. And partly as a result of that, our CBS News team confirmed that the president was dead a number of minutes before the White House made the official announcement.
You were not in the press motorcade, the pool car, were you?
No, I was not. The late Bob Pierpoint was the CBS News White House correspondent. He was in the motorcade. My job as a young CBS correspondent, because I'd grown up in Texas, they assigned me to arrange the coverage. I didn't expect to be on the air that day, but I had arranged our coverage, you know, the getting the film from the motorcade, getting the film back and having it processed. Keep in mind, we didn't have portable videotape in those days.
Right.
So that was my occasion of being in Dallas. I had organized the CBS News coverage for the trip to the state. As you know, you may remember, in Dallas. No one thought of an assassination, but Dallas was a citadel of resistance to desegregation and racial justice. It was a citadel of resistance to the Kennedy administration and the Democratic Party. And there'd been some jostling of Democratic candidates before in Dallas, so we thought, well, we should have a little bit heavier coverage in Dallas than anywhere else, which we did.
Dan, how do you go from just covering this thing from a peripheral level to going from there to not only breaking the news prior to the White House breaking the news, called Parkland Hospital, you received verification of the death of the president from a priest and an emergency room physician, and then later was shown the Zapruder film to bid on it for CBS News. I mean, those were two huge entries into the story.
Well, that's true. Again, I was a bit lucky that I was among the first to see this Zapruder film, and our team, including our local station KOLD, had helped to find this Zapruder film and played a small role in getting the film processed. And then when they showed it to us, what they did was Mr. Zapruder hired a lawyer who wanted to sell the film, and he said, look, we're going to show you this film once and one time only. So I saw it once. I left there immediately to go to describe from memory on the air what I had seen. So in that sense, yes, you know, it was a big story, and partly through luck and partly through experience, we did manage to get pretty much in the middle of it.
Dan, how did you verify who you were, and why did they give you that information at Parkland Hospital? I mean, anybody could have called it.
The chaos factor, like, first of all, because I called the hospital right away, I knew the hospital switchboard would get flooded if I didn't call right away. Because I called right away, the first time I called, the switchboard operator hung up on me. I called right back, got through, and just begged her to keep on the line. You don't want to underestimate the chaos factor. The hospital was completely mobilized. Remember, not only had the president been hit, but Texas Governor Conley had been hit. They were in a chaotic mood, and I somehow the switchboard operator took it on faith that I was who I said I was. I remember saying to her, you can call me back if you want to verify whom I am, and I begged her to get somebody, anybody on the phone who might be able to tell me what was going on, and she proved to be quite helpful. As you say, I talked to a doctor, talked to a priest, and at another place, another member of our team, Eddie Barker, was the news director, talked to somebody who was high up in the hospital administration. All these people said, without equivocation, that the president was dead. So I knew we were dealing with a dead president, even though the official announcement had not been made.
What was the scene like when the limousine went past you? Did you see the president? Did you see Clint Hill, Jackie, the Connolly?
Well, I had no idea. I wasn't even sure it was the president's limousine. I get the picture. I'm there just sort of waiting for the motorcade to come. Everything had been routine, indeed pretty good up to then. I wasn't expecting any limousine. But I wasn't even sure it was the president's limousine. I thought it was, and I thought to myself, well, did I see the first lady in that car? Was that the limousine? Mm-hmm. I wasn't sure. It just all happened in nanoseconds. What I did know almost immediately after that vehicle left was that the rest of the motorcade wasn't coming. The motorcade had stopped, and at that moment, I had no idea what had happened, but I knew something had happened because the rest of the motorcade didn't come. And in charge of our coverage, I thought, I'm out of position here. I have no way to broadcast. Remember, this is 1963.
Right.
We didn't have cell phones, didn't have live coverage on the street, so I had to get back to the station only a few blocks away. And by the time I got back to the station, as I say, then and only then did I know that the shots had been fired at the president.
I'm amazed at the fact and very interested that you believe with one gun, one shooter, Lee Harvey Oswald, acted alone. And that's interesting to me in lieu of all of the various theories surrounding this. Why do you feel that way?
Well, first of all, I think the facts point in that direction. I want to make clear, I understand reasonable theories about how Oswald couldn't have done it alone and reasonable theories about a possible conspiracy. I'm open-minded. I try to be, you know, fact-concentrated, and everybody's entitled to their own opinion about what happened, but they're not entitled to their own facts. Now, I think the facts strongly suggest, I think beyond any reasonable doubt, that Oswald definitely was a shooter. I do think there was one gun, one shooter. I think it was Lee Harvey Oswald. I consider the Rosetta Stone of the case the fact that he killed Officer J.D. Tippit a short time after he left the school book depository.
Right.
I recognize that there are other people with other theories, and maybe history will prove them right, but we're years beyond the point now. And so the second part, well, okay, even if you accept, as I do, that Oswald was probably the shooter and the only shooter and acted alone in shooting, was somebody else part of a conspiracy that acted with him? It's more difficult in that area. Again, I'm open-minded. I still study the case. Nobody yet has given me what I consider to be persuasive evidence of a conspiracy. I do agree the Warren Commission didn't do its job. out perfectly. I think the process was flawed, but I think they reached the right conclusion. The FBI and the CIA withheld information from the Warren Commission, and that makes them somewhat under suspicion. But, you know, conspiracies are very hard to keep, and the idea that Oswald was somehow involved with somebody who put him up to this or helped him do it, I think is a reasonable hypothesis, but it is a hypothesis. Those who speculate that conspiracy involved tens, if not dozens, if not hundreds of thousands of people, the CIA, the FBI, Lyndon Johnson, the Defense Department, I don't think this is reasonable that many people were involved in the conspiracy and the conspiracy could last this long.
It's amazing how a tragedy sometime will spawn careers for other people.
Well, that's true. And also, we remember, and we're in the United States of America, where people are allowed to speculate and be skeptical or even cynical about what they're told by official sources. So no one should be surprised at this. He was only president for 1,000 days. He was the first president born in the 20th century. He was the first Roman Catholic president. He represented new youth, forward-looking, but because his presidency was so short, because he was assassinated, he died violently so young, there's always going to be mystery and mystique surrounding President Kennedy and his administration.
Dan, do we have to wait another 29 years to get together again?
I hope not. Give me a call or send up a flare. I love talking to you and love to be on with you with maybe a happier, more optimistic subject. So I look forward to it, and I very much appreciate you having me on today.
Thank you, Dan. I appreciate your time, and I look forward to having you back, my friend.
Thank you very much. Good luck and Godspeed.
Thank you, Dan. Our guest, Dan Rather, and of course, Dan, a legendary newsman. Let's face it, one of the very few newsmen that probably are still with us after that tragic day reporting on November 22nd, 1963. Thank you, Dan. We'll be back with more with Ron Segi today.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Back with Ron Segi today. And before we get to our next guest, who has a new movie that's coming out called The Shepherd, I want to tell you about what we're going to be doing on our show next week. We're going on the road again. We have done the show many times across the USA and even on cruise ships with remote broadcast, but of late we have not. But we have decided that next weekend we're going to originate our show from a city that I'm very familiar with because we used to do this probably two or three times a year. And then while working with Ed McMahon on the Memories of the Tonight Show, we did many, many concerts in this city, and that is Branson, Missouri. And I got to tell you something, we are excited about it. We've made many friends over the years, and unfortunately, over those years, we've lost many of those great entertainers like Andy Williams, Boxcar Willie, Mickey Gilley, Buck Trent, Soji Tabuchi, Roy Rogers, Charlie Pride, Jimmy Rogers, Paul Revere, and Mel Tillis, more than we like to think of. But many are still there, along with new acts, and we're going to be chatting with all of them, like our good friend Yakov Smirnoff. We'll also be broadcasting from the Silver Dollar City, which is one of the great entertainment amusement parks that you can find in the Midwest. So it'll be an exciting time. And by chance, if you are in, near, or around Branson, Missouri next weekend, drop in and see us. That's next weekend from Branson, Missouri, hosting our show in the beautiful Ozark Mountains. And then the following week, we will be back home in Orlando, Florida. And this is the time of year when new movies come out and they become hopefully classics in years to come. But that doesn't always happen. But I have to tell you something. We have a gentleman on the show right now that is a real talent as not only a director, a writer, and producer, but he's had some great films out. Films, I'll give you a little background, like Backbeat, which was the portrayal of the Beatles back in Germany in the early days, and also Hackers, featuring Angelina Jolie in her film debut, four-time Oscar-nominated The Wings of Dove. Also, you may remember Skeleton Key and Inkheart. He's got a brand new film that's going to be streaming on Disney Plus starting the first of the month. And this is something that I saw the trailer for and just blown away. It's called The Shepherd. Joining us is Ian Softley. Hi, Ian. How are you? And welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. Very well. Thanks.
Ian, I want to tell you, I think you've got a holiday classic for many, many centuries to come. Wow, this is unbelievable. It stars Ben Ratcliffe and John Travolta, who also executive produces it. And it takes place on Christmas Eve, 1957. Now, I must say, I'm a little cautious here because I don't want to give away the ending of it, so I'm going to let you kind of handle this, Ian, because the ending, and I saw the trailer, is phenomenal.
Yeah, it's always a challenge, isn't it, to get people excited without telling the whole story. It's the story of a young pilot in the 1950s who gets the opportunity at the last minute to fly home for Christmas, one of the first vampire jets, and he will be the last plane flying that night, and he leaves a snow-bound Germany under a full moon, starlit night. Everything seems to be idyllic. He sets off across the North Sea, enjoying flying the plane. And then the dream turns to a nightmare. All his instruments fail. The fog comes in. He's no way of getting home. He doesn't even know if anybody's going to be in any airfields. They'll all have closed out Christmas. And he goes through this journey, this young, very confident pilot, then is challenged. And he feels scared and he feels overwhelmed. And he sees a shape here, a shape of a plane, appear from the fog beneath him. And the story from that point takes unexpected and mysterious turn.
Boy, it sure does.
And I could say more, but I'd rather, as you say, to discover it as you watch the film yourself.
And this took place on Christmas Eve, 1957. Now, let's go back for just a moment, okay? Was this adapted for stage and radio, but never seen on the screen? Now, that kind of intrigued me, because they actually did this as a stage show and a radio show?
Yeah, I think that the reason for that is that the book, just a narration, it's just the pilot telling us what he's thinking. So it is like a radio monologue. Mm-hmm. But when I heard about the idea of making it as a film, and it was actually John Travolta who had optioned the book 30 years earlier with the idea of playing the young pilot, and it hadn't worked out, but it was his agent told us that John would want to help in any way. It was only really in talking to him after I'd read the script that he came on board to act in the film. One of the things that struck me about adapting it, the first was bring it as a film experience, to create this world, very beautiful world of stars and snow and moonlight, a Christmas Eve, and then it turns, becomes impenetrable, very atmospheric. I thought that, using music and sound, found would be a great alternative way. But at the same time, I had to come up with a solution to how we were going to tell the story with just one pilot in a cockpit with nobody to talk to because the radio had gone down. I mean, he's kind of talking to himself a little bit, but it meant that there was a big requirement first of all, to find an actor who could do this, and secondly, for the actor, Ben Radcliffe, to be able to convey what's happening emotionally inside him, to be able to tell us that story, how he's feeling, his excitement, and then his fear, and then his searching for hope. So I also felt an obligation, really, to all the people who'd loved the story in its previous form, who were very moved by the story. I knew that, above all, we needed to be moved, we needed to identify with the pilot, and it needed to be a story that goes beyond specifics, but it's a sort of a story for all time.
And when you talk about being moved, okay, I choked up. I'm going to be very honest with you. No use lying about it, okay? I mean, between the situation, between what happens and the music of Christmas, and this gentleman is flying on this jet, and, you know, he's hoping to see his family on Christmas Eve, and in peril, and again, the music and the loneliness, holy, it had all the elements. I mean, I was bent out of shape, and I just watched the two-minute trailer. I mean that.
Yeah, I think that a lot of things that move us are, you know, how we personally, but also we get help from other people when we're in that predicament. And I think that's one of the reasons why it's a great story for Christmas and other festivals, about being aware of, you know, wanting to support each other, coming together. There is this story through of people being helped home when they're in difficulty.
It does not surprise me that John Travolta was interested in this, because obviously his love for airplanes is very, very well known, and he plays an intricate part. Was this at all based on any true story?
Well, I think these stories was a pilot in a vampire jet in the 50s. He volunteered for the RAF, and he was telling me that the stories were around, you know, that they were stories similar to this. So it was almost like a kind of urban myth, if you like, that people were aware of this type of story, coming back and seeking help when they've had a wing shot off or an engine shot off or whatever.
Wow.
That idea of people helping each other out, I think, is, you know, in the air.
I think you hit a home run for it. Now, it starts streaming on Disney Plus the 1st of December. Is that right, Ian?
That's right. Absolutely, yeah.
Okay, and the name of the movie is entitled The Shepherd. It stars Ben Radcliffe and John Travolta. It is the brainchild of our guest, who's done a heck of a job with this, Ian Softley. Ian, I got to tell you something. I think you've done a remarkable job. This is going to be one that's going to be a standard at Christmas for many years to come. I really believe that. And anything else that you have coming up in the new year, please come back and chat about it with us. You are a very talented individual, and we'd love to have you back on the show. Are you calling from England right now, Ian?
I'm in Los Angeles right now.
Oh, okay. Well, Ian, you have a nice holiday. Thank you so much for joining us. And again, congratulations on The Shepherd, starting on December 1st, streaming on Disney Plus. Thanks, Ian.
Thanks so much, Ron. Thanks for your kind words.
Thank you. Boy, I tell you something. This is a blockbuster. I mean it. You got to watch this. It's called The Shepherd. It stars Ben Radcliffe and John Travolta. But if you see it, and I hope you do, don't tell anyone about the ending, or it will literally mess it up for anybody that watches it. Just keep quiet about it. We're going to pause for a second. There's more to come. Nationwide and around the world, you're listening to Ron Segi Today. We'll be right back.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
USA News Update. The White House says President Biden will be visiting the site of the Baltimore Bridge collapse next week. The Navy bringing in big cranes on barges to assist workers in lifting the remains of the mangled bridge from the water. Here is Maryland Governor Democrat Wes Moore.
To see a freight that is nearly the size of the Eiffel Tower, and to see that same freight with the key bridge resting on top of it. To see shipping containers that were ripped in half as if they were paper mache.
In USA News for Your Health, the CDC reporting the first human case of swine flu in the U.S. this year. Doctors think a child in Pennsylvania caught the virus after being in contact with pigs. Occasionally, this infection can jump to humans. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
And we are back all across the USA and around the world. It's Ron Segi today. I'm very excited to have our next guest with us. He's one of the nicest guys in the world. And going to tell us, if we're moaning about being quarantined, how that's not a big deal because he was in a closed environment for a long time. Joining us right now is astronaut and our friend and Italian buddy. We're both our families from Sicily. Mike Massimino joins us. Hello, Mike. How are you? We might be related. You know that?
You never know, Ron. First of all, thank you very much for the intro. I feel like I shouldn't say anything because anything I say will certainly decrease my reputation with your viewers. So that was a really nice lead-in. Thank you. And yeah, we might be related, but you know, you never know. You never know how. We might want to be careful about what we find out.
Yeah.
The past sometimes can be scary, I think. We might want to stay away from it. But we could be related. We should probably look into that at some point.
Mike, the safe thing to do is not say that you're related to anybody.
All right. You said it. I did it. But, you know, I was kind of talking cryptically, but that's what I meant. Yeah, you never know. We'll leave that alone. Let's just say we are related in spirit, at least.
There you go. Well, I'm excited about this new children's book you have out right now. It came out last week. Spaceman, the true story of a young boy's journey to becoming an astronaut, which is, I guess, a middle grade adaptation of the adult memoir, Spaceman, an astronaut's unlikely journey to unlock the secrets of the universe. And I love the pictorial in this book because it talks about a young guy with a little elephant outfit who wants to be an astronaut after watching Apollo 11. This is a sensational book. Going to get it for my grandchildren, absolutely.
Thanks, Ron. I sure appreciate it. And as you said, it's an adaptation of the first book. And the first book was intended for older readers, but a lot of young kids read it. There's no bad words. There's no inappropriate stories in there at all. So a lot of young people read it, and a lot of parents and teachers did too. And it was interesting to see what stories resonated with them, with the younger crowd. I got some wonderful notes from some young kids about how it helped them face the transition or things they were scared about, and they really loved the book. Coming from little kids, you know, 8-9-year-old kids,
wow.
Said, well, maybe we can make even a bigger impact by adding some stories that I had told to younger kids over the years and when they asked me questions, and I kind of remembered what I thought resonated with them. So we added a bunch of new stories. We adapted some of the stories from the first book and tried to form it into a book that was really appropriate for ages 9 and above.
Back when I was growing up, you know, the Mercury 7 astronauts are out. They were heroes to us. You knew all their names. It was like the Beatles. You knew their names. You knew everything about them, right?
Yeah. I think one of the good things about being an astronaut is that your job title is really great. You may not be personally recognizable, so you don't have to worry about that. You're not going to get any bad notoriety necessarily. So it's kind of cool that you can go about have your own personal life, but also have a job that people think is cool. So I don't really know if that's necessarily good or bad. It's a different way to look at it now. I think what they were doing, it was so new back then, and what they did with Apollo 11 when the moon landing happened. For those of us who can remember that, of course, we celebrated the 50th anniversary. But it was such an amazing thing. They were celebrities. But I think the event that they took place in, the moon landing, I think is the greatest event that's ever happened. I'm very biased, but I don't think we're going to be able to top that for a very long time because the whole world stopped and noticed and took pride in it. Those guys, I've got to know most of those guys, the Apollo guys, and what they'll say is after they landed on the moon, they did their tour of the world. It was never you did it, the Americans did it. It was we did it, no matter what country they were in. So I think that's tough to top. So I think that's why those guys were all household names, and not that what we're doing now is anything less important or contributing to the world, but it's just not necessarily as out there in the media as it was years ago. But we'll see.
I am in awe of you guys. Luckily, I've had friends like you in this business, like John McBride, Gene Cernan, Buzz, Winston Scott, Alan Shepard, he and I were good friends. I'm always in awe of you guys. I really am. This book, and again, it's Spaceman, the true story of a young boy's journey to becoming an astronaut. This book tells something that I believe in, a mantra that I always have, and that is perseverance. Here you are. You're not the best student in the world. You've agreed to that when you're growing up. NASA turned you down 3 times. You don't like to go fast. You're scared of heights. But you wanted to be an astronaut, and there you are on 2 missions, setting a record for the most time walking in space, first astronaut to tweet from space, and become a national hero. You know, you weren't at the top of the class. I mean, that's sensational, Mike.
No, I wasn't, and that's what I talk about in the book a lot, too. Some of the new stories I've added were more things about that, because a lot of times I would speak to kids, and they would think, oh, you're some genius, and you've never had a... People see the success. They don't see all the failures that took place and all the hard work. You know, sometimes we see an athlete or a performer or doctor, you know, and we say, oh, wow, that took a lot of work for you to get there, and a lot of disappointments and a lot of failures probably along the way for any successful person, and People don't necessarily see that. And one of the stories I tell in this book was when I went back to my elementary school for a visit. I hadn't flown in space yet. I was an astronaut for less than 2 years, and my elementary school wanted me to come back to speak to the students, grades K through 6, John Street School in Franklin Square, Long Island. And I go there, and this was years ago, my fourth grade teacher, Mrs. Oko, was still there at the school, still teaching.
Wow.
And I had lunch with her, and she comes to lunch, and it was great to see her. She looked the same. You know, she was a very young teacher when she started, whatever, it's about 20 years after that time, or 25 years since I had had her as a 9-year-old, maybe. Yeah, it was probably about that age, about 25 years since I had had her in class. So she comes up to me, and she was talking, and she said that she was trying to remember me, or she remembered me, and she said that, but she said that her kids, she had kids that were, you know, in elementary school at that time. At breakfast this morning, she said, I'm going to have lunch with a former student who's now an astronaut. Her son said, wow, Mom, you had an astronaut in your class. He must have been really smart, right? And she said, well, I'm sure he was bright, but if he was really smart, I would have remembered. She said, right? So, and then she went on to say that that's not always the most important thing, that with having a good attitude and getting help when you need it and working hard and getting up again after you don't do as well as you'd like, that those things are more important than just being super smart. And she was right. I was talking about it. I was like, yeah, I could name the kids in that class, and a lot of them, I can right off the top, I'm thinking of four kids that were much smarter than I was, much better students than I was in Mrs. Oko's class, and it wasn't that big of a class. Lessons like that are important. I think having a passion for something you really want to do, can take you a long way when it's something you really like, because the thought of not doing it doesn't sit well with you. You know, for me, I understood that becoming an astronaut might not happen, but certainly being a part of the space program was something I thought I could do and I can contribute to it, and I wasn't going to give up that dream, and I wasn't going to give up trying to be an astronaut either. I realized it might not happen, but I knew it wasn't going to happen unless I tried, and I think those are things that are much more important than just being naturally really bright, because if you don't take advantage of that, it doesn't do you any good.
Among other things, that's one of the things that I really admire you for, because it was that let's work and do it. You know, when I first got into radio, I was like 13, 14 years old. Everybody said, nah, you can't do that. You got to be old. You know, you got to at least be 21. And I said, no, I got to do this. And it takes a lot of no's. Of course, I wasn't an astronaut, which, you know, is a heck of a lot more experience in doing what I do.
You never know.
That's right.
Yeah, every job is tough, man. Everything is a competitive world we live in. Yeah.
You are an inspiration. And this book, ladies and gentlemen, is one that you need to get for your children, boy or girl, because the effect that moon landing had on you was similar to the effect that Alan Jeffrey when he went up in that redstone. You know, I used to put on my brother's thermal long underwear and climb underneath the steps and pretend I was him, you know. I tell you what I got to do. I have two grandchildren.
Yeah.
Alan was nice enough to sign a redstone rocket to my youngest son, Chris, their father. I'm going to get these books, and I'm going to hopefully maybe see you next month at the launch site, and I'd love to have you sign them to my grandchildren, because I tell you, you are an inspiration, and this book really is one that everybody needs, if it's for their children, their grandchildren, even their next-door neighbor. It's a great book, Mike. You did a good job. Great.
Thanks, Ron. I really appreciate it. It'd be my honor to sign those books for you, and hopefully we'll be together. We won't be sequestered. We'll be able to get down there and get close enough where we can have those books signed. So I look forward to that.
I just hope we don't are too high on the bleachers, because we're both afraid of heights.
Just don't look down. Ron, just don't look down. It's all a mind game. That's what I found out. That's pretty scary. I'm not looking at it. A lot of my astronaut training was done with my eyes closed.
I love it.
Explains a lot, yeah.
We need to break bread one of these days over some spaghetti and meatballs. Mike, thanks for joining us.
I love it.
Good luck with the book, okay, my friend?
Ron, my pleasure. I really appreciate you having me. Thanks so much.
You're welcome here anytime.
Everybody out there is listening. Stay healthy, and thank you for everything you're doing.
Spaceman, the true story of the young boy's journey to become an astronaut, by our guest, Michael Massimino, one of the great astronauts of our time. Really, truly a nice guy. And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
Ground control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills and put your helmet on. Ground control to Major Tom. Commencing countdown, engines on. Check ignition, and may God's love be with you.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming. And that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Welcome back, and this portion of the show is our lifestyles segment. The next few weeks, we're going to be talking about a lot of things for Christmas buying, and joining us right now is the woman in the Toy Association that is the one to watch, and we've been watching her for a long, long time, Elizabeth Warner. Hi, Liz. How are you?
Well, thank you for your kind introduction, and thank you for having me back. It's my pleasure to be here.
I'm just glad that you're here and giving us suggestions for the fourth quarter already, but as I always say, where do you start? I don't know the latest trends. I have to depend on you.
Oh, well, you know, I'm happy to do that. And one of the things you and I always talk about are classic toys, because you love Slinky. And, well, I have a classic toy today, Ron, that's with me, and it's Furby. So Furby was a toy that many, many people have played with over the generations, and Furby has evolved a bit, but still remains a best friend to many kids. You can hear Furby here.
Furby up.
I just woke Furby up. Furby was having a little bit of a nap, but this is so amazing because this sweet little Furby, which fits in about your two adult hands, it's puffy and furry and has eyes that open and close. Well, it has five voice activated modes, over 600 different reactions with the eyes opening and closing, lights happening, sounds happening. It sings 10 really unique songs. And this is something that kids can love and can nurture and play with. And at the end of the day, you can turn Furby off when it is time for sleep.
You know, you talk about classics. You don't know when you're buying these. Now, Furby, you do know. But you don't know if a toy today could be the classic of 20 years from now.
That's exactly right. So that's why, you know, a lot of us cherish what we have and keep a hold of some of those favorite toys. And that's exactly why. But what's neat about this is Furby's been a little bit reinvented, but still has that same play that we love from before.
You know, you and I have talked about how we always like toys that teach people. They can teach children, sometimes even teach us adults. But what about construction toys? I have a grandson who's 10 years old, and I think he could be an architect or a construction. I think he could build a building.
Well, you know what? I have to tell you that Legos are definitely the base and the foundation for so many people who grow up to be different types of engineers. It's really amazing. So this year, I love them all, and there's something for everyone. But the Gabby's Dollhouse from Lego. Now, the reason I selected this one is it features iconic moments, characters, and scenes from the hit show that all the kids are watching. It's streaming on Netflix. And this is something that they're going to build from the ground up. It's a dollhouse. You get to see the outside of the dollhouse, and then when you turn it around, the inside. And then on the inside, you've got all those playrooms that the kids love so much from the actual show. So they're going to get to play with them. They're going to be able to play with the piano in the music room, go down the slide in the playroom. It comes with four characters, so this is definitely going to be a huge hit this year.
You know, this sounds crazy, but even when they used to make dollhouses, they're very archaic back when I was growing up. I always thought that was pretty clever. You turn it around and you see the inside of a house. What about arts? Arts is a very important part of any person's education.
Oh, well, absolutely. So we want our kids to be creative, artistic. They learn a lot from it. Well, I have an item that's going to help them learn and be creative. This item is called Number Block Step Quad Mission Headquarters from Hand to Mind. Now, this is another one that's a smash hit show on Netflix. Kids love this show, and this show actually encourages the kids to learn and love math. The kids are going to have to get artistic and creative because it comes with loads of really fun stickers. They're going to create this beautiful ambiance in a play set. Once they have done that, they get to use their skills dressing up from the little character, and then they're going to be working on their math. And this show encourages the learning of early math skills like counting, recounting, and sequencing. So they're going to actually be able to do all that playing with this playset. And for me, I wasn't a huge fan of math, so if I had had something like this to reinforce my learning, it would have been fabulous. Now, Ron, you know I always love the learning. I have another great toy with me today that helps encourage our children learning their first words and actually helps them with their motor skills. So this one is called VTech Go-Go Smart Wheels Fast and Friendly Garage. Now, what I love about this garage is that it's got lots of fun things to do, a car wash, a convenience store, a gas station, but it has a car that when it rides around, it's going to go over different what we call smart points, and those are little areas on the tracks and in the different areas of the playset. When it rolls over those, it's actually going to talk. It's going to help kids then learning with those first words, but it helps them with their motor skills because they're going to have to open and close the hood on the car. They're going to have to lift the gate. They're going to have to press the little gas pump. They're going to have to spin the car wash. So all of those things as they're playing and we're watching them, we see their imagination going, but they're also going to be learning at the same time.
I love that kind of stuff. They used to have little gas stations when I was a kid, but they're not to that degree. Is it a good idea to get the youngsters involved with technology because they really have a better hold on it than us adults do and get them started in that techie world is probably the right thing to do.
Okay, I'm a huge fan because I think that we need a balance in life, and so I was looking for the the perfect item that would involve some technology, but also the spirit of a holiday. So this is the last item, actually, that I brought for you today, and it's called Santa's Kindness Ornament and Journal. Now, this is an ornament that we're going to hang on our tree. It comes with an adorable journal as well. It's brought to us by Demdeco, and Demdeco is a company that's all about bringing more kindness to the world. Well, this is going to enhance the magic of the season because, believe it or not, Ron, this is going to let our kids hear directly from Santa. So what they're going to do is they're going to scan the ornament with either their phone or a tablet. They can use mom and dad's. Santa will then magically appear in these video messages all the way through the month of December. So we're going to get to see what Santa's up to. We're going to hear updates. We're even going to see Santa getting prepared for his flight on Christmas Eve. And these videos are all going to actually encourage our children to perform acts of kindness. One of the videos will have our children hugging as many people as possible that day. And they're also going to be encouraged to capture all their special memories in the included journal that they can write in. So this is a spectacular new tradition, and Ron, it does exactly what you said. It allows them to play with a little technology, scanning this ornament, but then also get into the season as well.
You know, the only depressing part about this whole thing, Elizabeth, is the fact that all these toys were not available when I was growing up. These are really good things. You talked about having children learn at a very young age how to really pronounce words and talk a little bit, and I can remember very distinctly my first words on Christmas morning that I said. Would you like to hear it?
Yes.
Okay, my first words were, our guest is Elizabeth Warner, toy expert and lifestyle champion.
You were an incredibly articulate kid, that's why.
Where can we go for more information? And I'm knowing that you're coming back and give us even more later in the month.
Yes, well, I can't wait to come back, but for now, head over to our website, which is warnerinfo.com, and my social media, Elizabeth Warner TV, so we can all connect and chat.
Heed the advice of toy expert Elizabeth Warner. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, my friend. Happy, happy holidays, everyone.
And that's our lifestyles portion of the show this week.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
That's a wrap with our show this week. I hope that you enjoyed all of these legends that we had on, and basically most of them in their 90s and one 101. I want to thank William Shatner. What a cool guy. Lovely Barbara Eden. Norman Lear. He's 101 years old. Dan Rather. Movie producer Ian Softley. My friend astronaut Mike Massimino. And Liz Warner. We'll be looking for your company come next week when we're going to do it again all across the USA and around the world with Ron Segi today. And until then,
I'm Ron Sedgie, hoping that you have blue skies and green lights.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.